Mitchell, I was wondering if you briefly explained in Let's Unify Humanity a little bit of the difference between the meditation that we do during the week that we follow and the transmission meditation on Saturday, which has a really expanded ideation where we're supposed to be putting the whole earth, you know, in the highest level or whatever. Can you expand on that a little bit?
So you are talking about the, what is the difference between individual meditation and transmission.
Right, how should we do?
Individual meditation is, has a process of going through the process of meditation and the one that you explain in initiation. Okay. And mostly it's between you and God and self-realization. And you meditate to know thyself. That's what it's been said all through history. Know thyself to know God. Okay, why? Why knowing thyself means to know God? Because self and God are the same. There is no separation between the self or I as a small I and God as I as a big I. So, or as explained in the mystical path of Hinduism, Atman or self as a person is the same as Atman as God. So that is why if you know yourself, you know God. If you know God, you know yourself. It's the same thing. There is no difference. That's why self-realization is so important. Of course, you can go to the mountain and sit up there and meditate and try to know thyself. As our teaching teaches, that's not going to work. You become escapist, and even Buddha, in the beginning, when he started his mission, he started meditating and avoiding food and eating, you know, very cheap foods and being completely, you know, static. And aesthetic.
Yeah.
Aesthetic. Been on the walls and all that, and one day he heard that boatman said, when you want to secure the boat, if you tie it too hard, it's going to break. And if you don't tie too hard and loose, the boat is going to get free and the water is going to take it. So you have to tie it just correctly, you know. So he realized that what he was doing was tying too hard. So he changed his ways and became not ascetic anymore and started eating and, you know, having a regular life, but not too, you know, luxurious the way he used to be. So the middle path again goes, I'm here, and so we have to follow the middle path. And then that's what, you know, yourself must better in the community of life. You meditate, but in the community, people around you also see you. They want to know you too, so they tell you what's wrong with you. You know, so you have to bring them in consideration, not other people's, you know, opinion of you should be brushed away. You know, sometimes you have to consider the opinion and meditate on them, and think and say, why did they think about, you know, me like that? And that is the part of self-realization. Also, so in the comfort of life, and it's another one path, you progress spiritually and realize yourself much faster way. So that is the meditation you do by yourself to know thyself. You know. Transmission meditation is the meditation that everybody else also, you know, meditates at the same time. Okay. So you transmit in that time all of this mind are transmitting goodwill to man and coming of the kingdom of heaven on earth, and they're kind of connecting all this goodwill together, okay, to change the energy of the earth and bring the energy of humanity to a little higher level as it is now, and so they can affect the environment more collectively. So if I have a goodwill and good wish by myself, I can affect very little of okay? Just like a radio station. It's a 50,000 radio station. What radio station can reach what? Can reach all the way to the end of Arizona and Colorado. But if you have a transmission somewhere that can transmit that 50,000 watts, you know, and extend its range, now I can reach all the way to California, okay, or all the way to Canada. Okay. So I have hundreds of such transmissions all over the world. What can I do? I can have a worldwide, you know, AM station, okay, that can send, you know, signals all. Transmission does the same thing. You are all transmitting at the same time, you know, good things to man and good thought and kingdom to come and all that. So all of you are affecting and transmitting. You're actually powering each other up, okay? You're enforcing or reinforcing each person's meditation in that time, okay? It's the same, and that creates a greater effect and greater range to your meditation. Because besides the individual meditation and transmission meditation, it's a collective meditation. We also need to know thyself. This is collective meditation. It is not transmission meditation, which is affecting the environment. But because you meditate together at the same time, sitting somewhere, it affects individual self-realization to a greater degree than just sitting in your room and meditating by yourself. So all these three kinds of meditation are very important, and each of them has its own effect. Yes, that's why on Saturday, you know, we do the transmission meditation. During the week, each individual has their own individual meditation, and on Thursday evening, you know, also in that time, you can invite other people to come and meditate with you, which helps them also to, you know, meditate and know themselves. And the collective meditation accelerates your personal meditation in a greater degree. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's very clear. Thank you, Mitra.
All right.